Welcome to the Mana Pool, the Geek.io Dungeons and Dragons 5th Edition Live Play Podcast.
Hello and welcome, friends,
Romans, countrymen.
Lend me your mana pools, the Dungeons and the Live Play Geek.io podcasting podcast of role playing this.
CJ, how many times?
It can now.
I don't do it on purpose. But,
well, I know, but like you would think, but at some point you would have just accepted.
It just blows off the tongue because I braced myself so much to make that at this point, like I'm still trying to train myself off of it. But hi, I'm CJ. Joining me is Josh, Carrie, Rachel.
Hi.
Felix and Raul are remote. We're recording this live at the Extra Life podcast, Extra Life Gaming Marathon, geek-io.net/extra-life. Donate to the Children's Miracle Network of Hospitals.
And you can donate at any time of year, not just on game day.
Yes, indeed.
So my future peeps, even if it's 2018, CJ's signing us up on
January 1st, I will set us up this again, so that link will work for the 2018 link. Well, I think they take a week off to calculate tax deductions and stuff like that, but as soon as I get the okay to do it, I will make the team again. But last time on a manifold, Josh, what happened last time on a manifold?
Well, last time on the Manapool, everybody slept a lot because they had a pretty bad night. Something like 18 hours, 19 hours?
No, that was the boss fight.
That was 11 hours of sleep.
11 hours of sleep.
I thought it was
6 hours of boss fight.
Yeah, it was like 16 hours of boss fight.
Yes.
Time got a little wibbly there for a minute.
Kai's from the moon.
Kai's from the moon.
Amy's from the moon.
He got the extra life.
Yes.
Belfreya's the only one who believes them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I shot memories into Amy's head. And now she remembers. Now she remembers that I'm not
speaking
lying to her.
Of persona,
right?
Memories.
Okay. Does she remember, or is she just accepting what Kai forced into her head?
You gotta remember, Amy as a whole right now has been feeding all of her energy into the little girl.
Oh yeah, little girl's okay. She had.
So Amy is not really in talkie mode yet.
She had a smoke death snake come out of her thanks to all of us pumping energy into her. And eventually I'm like, hey, Calabrash, yank this thing out of her.
Go fishing.
And I pulled it out like an earthworm from the ground.
So, yeah.
He was the early bird.
Yeah. And and it made holes in wood.
Yes, it did.
But not in ground, which is weird and concerning.
It's very concerning.
It's super concerning.
It might be a little scary, but it's gone now.
Yeah, it's not there, but now we kind of have to repair the inn.
Yeah, speaking of that, Kai.
Yes.
You said that your line is of the green line.
Correct.
Think you can grow the floor back?
I can try to grow the floor back.
Well, I'm going to try and bolster him again to help him out, because he's probably tired.
He's probably feeling great.
I'm feeling
hours.
Fantastic, but bolstering's always nice.
Fantastic.
That's going to be an 11.
No, I think the minimum is 12 for level 1.
Right now.
All right, I am going to try to alteration magic to alter the floor into being a floor again.
Okay.
That's not going to work. That's 15, so that's 1. That's power level 1.
It's got a little bit of floor coming back.
It's not like there's a specific boon you need to be invoking.
Yeah, true.
You're not trying to heal the floor. You're trying to transmute the decayed wood back into whole wood.
Yes.
Which does work.
Okay.
It takes you a little bit of time. And the barman's just kind of like...
My ground. I was kind of looking at him. I told you.
He pours himself a beer, chugs, as...
I want to see the barman just going...
I do the same thing again. The triangle thing, which seems to be the way that I'm focusing my energy and... Again, the wood around me seems to respond to my call, and it just eventually starts to piece itself together slowly.
Maybe we should worry about him talking to wood. I look at the barman. Told you we'd repair it.
You're not wrong there.
Whew, that's
and
not
whatever
easy.
Whatever came through the floor is gone. Okay.
Thing.
Whatever came through the floor.
Whatever caused.
There is absolutely no cause for concern about this. Yes. Please, let's stop talking.
Make a persuasion roll.
All right, Jesus. That's my persuasion.
Guys.
I don't think I have anything in persuasion.
I think I do.
I think I do.
hold on. I don't have access to your character sheet anymore, apparently.
I rolled an 8.
I think I've got form persuasion.
CJ does not have any persuasion.
I rolled a 14, though.
Do I have any presence that I can add to it?
You have a 4 in persuasion, so you get a 1d20 plus 1d10.
Oh, yeah, she's talky-talky.
You got guts.
Nice.
I ain't doing shit from upstairs.
Did I roll better on my 14 than you rolled?
You ain't getting shit from me upstairs, sorry. I would have tumbled down the stairs for y'all, but no.
He did mention that he saw black stuff dripping through the ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Something dripped down, he's like, I don't know what you guys are doing. But yeah, I'm like,
whatever it was, it's gone.
Whatever it is now done.
It's gone.
So you don't even know what you spilled up there?
It was tea. The tea that she brought up last night.
Make really good tea!
Now, I know I make a damn strong drink. But
we added extra herbs to it from the forest.
At this point, I come tumbling down the stairs just for shits and giggles, and I said, "Bling bear, he got a little scared."
Use all over again.
Anyway, it's fine. We'll clean up the ceiling as well.
Yeah.
Better.
I'm on it.
Otherwise, it's getting added to your tab.
I'm on it.
Wait, we have a tab?
Yes, we have a tab. They're not letting us stay here for free.
Well, last night we did. The Sinai's father kind of covered you guys.
Aww. Aww. All right, I go back.
He has disgraced my honor, and I must now kill him.
I'm gonna pick up the cloak again. You might notice that she's taking her time with this one now that you are actually decently dressed. 14
again.
We might want to see about getting you some shoes.
Nah, this is fine, actually. My feet aren't really cold.
But it's gonna suck when you step. You don't have pads anymore.
Okay.
You're going to want them. Your feet are squishy. You need to protect them.
I also still need something to stab people with.
You might want to check with the general store about that. I mean, we do have to defend ourselves occasionally. Probably find yourself a bow.
Yeah.
Knife.
Do you know anybody that happens to be able to work with wood and metal?
Well, I mean, wood's kind of our thing around here.
Well, yeah.
Metal, not so much. Metal crafting always gets a bit dodgy since the rock has poured the ore. Unless you feel like going out and hunting down one of the doors.
I Kiko, how you doing? Back to floor, back together. I'm not sure exactly why I decided on the Kiko Ho position for my magic, but that's just kind of how it worked.
Is it TN? Please let it be TN. Kiko, how you doing?
I'm not exactly sure why, but hey, it's canon now.
You've got the heavens. You've got the Earth, and you've got both combined.
There you go. We'll go with that. That's absolutely my thought process on that.
Great job reading his mind, Carrie.
Yeah. It's that and hentai. That's a callback from earlier in the day.
I'm going to guess it's Belfreya's familiarity with various lore, and she's just kind of tossing suggestions out there that seem logical.
Sure, that works. All right, I'm sure the guy's watching as the ceiling is repairing from above and magically, like, what the fuck? Drink.
At least we're respectful.
It's gonna be a long day.
At least we're respectful, weird guest.
Right?
True that.
Alright, so did you clean up the girl while you were upstairs at all?
Yes, I did.
Bath time for Sunny.
She'll probably like the warm water, too.
Yeah, probably.
Revitalize her spirits a little bit.
Wakes her up for sure as hell.
Yay, she's awake! Hi, Sinai. Frick, I just realized I'm not myself. Kai, the wolf. Hi.
You're not fuzzy anymore.
No, I can be. You want me to be fuzzy? Would that make you feel better?
Sort of.
I'm even cuter now. Watch.
I hand her a feather.
I pepper myself in the face. I don't hurt you!
Ooh, you know how to fix this?
No. Again, I keep forgetting that I can't talk in this form.
Oh, but I understand everything. So I hear
going,
no,
chew.
Chew. And I'm human again. Right. Hi, I'm cute and fluffy now, and not anymore. But hi, you smiled. I'm glad you're feeling better.
What happened?
You're fine now. That's all that matters. You want to go see your dad?
She kind of looks around for a moment.
We're at the end.
Oh. I was in my bed last night.
You had a nightmare and got lost in the woods while you were sleepwalking. We found you and you had hit your head. And Miss Amy healed you with her magic and now you're ready to go back home. Your dad's been
I'm guessing you were just so excited from being able to make the golem that you were just... that it just crept into your dreams.
Okay.
Let's go see Daddy.
Hand.
I'm gonna go ahead of the party a little bit and tell Dad what I told her.
Get some cohesion going in the story.
So she has no recollection of what happened last night.
You want to ride the bear to your dad?
And it should stay that
way. I'll bet he'll let you ride you.
She actually has to kind of bend backwards a little to look up all the way at Raul.
Raul! You can give her a fairy back ride.
A piggy bear ride?
Piggy bear ride!
Sure. I extend my paw to the little girl.
Yeah, that's not even going to, require a mic roll. You had a harder time picking up your breakfast platter this morning.
He is carrying this bundle of fur and fabric and just sticking
still stitching together.
So, I put the girl on top of my head. Like,
are you making a tapestry? Jesus Christ!
So, yep, I wave to the innkeeper and it's fixed.
See you at dinner?
Absolutely. I'm super hungry, so how much roast do we have?
A whole side of beef.
So. Yeah, excellent.
Double it.
See you at dinner, friend.
Double it.
He's going to pay for his share.
Yeah, you guys head through the village, and there's a fair bit of commotion going on, because... pretty much everyone was up and out late, trying to find this kid. And so they're pretty thrilled to, see her not in pieces because of, hungry wolf attack or something of that nature.
Okay. And I have let Dad know what the official story is.
Sure, that sounds like ass on Mike. Stop.
Sorry, I can't help it.
I'm about to throw a weather dice at your head and see what happens.
No, he's got the weather dice.
The forecast is pain.
All right, yep.
So you do make it all the way over to her father's house, well, her family's house, because mom is there. Yep. She's not that poor, tormented soul who only has one parent because of a horrific logging accident.
Hashtag Disney movies.
Right.
We are not at a Disney movie yet. We have a magical talking animal. We have a space princess. We are one dead parent away from being in a Disney movie.
We have the brave hunter.
Exactly. Yeah, we are one dead parent away from being in a Disney movie.
Oh my god, am I the fairy godmother?
You are the fairy godmother! I don't know what her Calabras is.
The necromantic godmother?
The Calabras is the knight.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, sure.
He's wearing armor.
Sabath is the brave knight.
Yes, no, Sabath is the brave knight.
The slayer of fell beasts.
Praise he, Sabath. Praise be unto him.
This is going down a path I don't think I can follow anymore.
By the end of this game, we're going to have a whole religion around Savannah.
There's going to be a statue built in his honor. The best NPC ever.
Yeah, it doesn't take more than like a half knock on the door to get it thrown open. And Frog, we'll make a fortitude roll for me.
Did you get smacked in the face? He's probably getting tackled.
Yeah.
Fortitude?
Yes. That's definitely less than 42.
You barely manage to keep your feet under you as two full-sized adults basically ram right into your bare chest.
Barely.
Oh, they barreled.
They didn't quite do a barrel roll.
Oh, what is this?
Shoulders.
Okay, I want to like grab both of them gently and just like move them aside, like
pick them up. Give them the kid.
Well, I need to remove these two guys who just ram into my chest.
Guys, that's her parents.
Okay, I remove the child.
Remember, he hasn't met them.
All right, so
Every time that her dad has been around, he has not been.
I put the child down and step back.
Yeah, her feet don't even hit the ground. As soon as you've got her lowered within reach,
yoink,
they are grabbing her up and basically making a sandwich of love.
Jesus.
Of parental love.
Yes, yes. Must specify.
Mother and father.
And it is a, very touching and heartwarming reunion, and they basically can't get a complete sentence out, of just how grateful they are to you guys. Because mom's basically bawling like a maniac. And, doing things like touching her hair and burying her face in her neck and, all of that, oh my god, I thought I lost you, sort of.
Well, I kill them and then resurrect them as my slaves.
Wow!
Done.
I make a shish kebab on all three of them.
Wow! Way to cut the mood.
Ah!
God damn it! I guess I really hacked that one up, huh? I am not actually going to murder them.
Yeah, I'm not real great with human emotions, so I'm just like, right, I'm gonna go over here now.
I'm sure they're fine. Right?
Yeah, they're going to need a minute before you can get much of a conversation out of them.
We'll come back later as I'm walking away. Again, just like, this is super awkward right now.
Guys, let's give them some time alone.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk away with Kai and just be like, so, the moon, right?
Yep, the moon.
Fragu is kind of like mesmerized, like, oh,
it's so cute.
Giant bear hug of all three of them.
They're so happy.
I just want to squeeze them.
Yep. I'm not human, as you could probably tell from the pointy ears and no eyes thing.
You have eyes. You have eyes. No, you don't have pupils. Thing.
The no eyes would be much bigger. So I
put the family down and I start walking. What's that? We have moon people?
Yeah, from the moon.
Lunatic.
Sure. I kind of look back at Valfreya walking and sewing still.
That's kind of strong. He's not wrong,
She's really good at that.
Yeah. You notice a lot of extra care being put into the cloak itself compared to just whipping you together a pair of pants and a shirt to get you by.
It's a really good pair of pants and shirt.
All I want is a decent pair of pants.
Go into the... I'm going to go shopping for a little bit. I need to get shoes and stuff, even though the grass feels nice.
Grass feels nice.
It won't on the road.
That's fair. I think grass is okay, but I think pavement might hurt a little bit.
Tabras holds his arms up. Don't worry, I'll carry you.
Stone.
What was that, Felix?
I said, don't worry, I'll carry you.
Oh, you're my knight in shining armor.
I polish it every day.
I can tell.
That's not all he polishes.
That was a joke, thank you.
It's just a gleaming armor.
I spent a lot
Where's
of time.
Where's Savant during the day?
He's on the boat.
Okay. end of the general store.
I mean, it's a hit down general store. You got your dried beef, got your meat, your cheese, bread, hardtack.
Yeah, and an axe and swords and armor.
So I'm not having to walk around.
Got a good barrel.
There we go. Sturdy.
I pick up a couple of the knives in there, and I'm just like, man, these are small. You just claws, something with. And I look up and I see the hatchets. I'm like, I do this, and I'm like, huh?
That'll work.
pick two of them. Like, I do this.
Could you not do that in the store, sir? Tends to concern the other patrons.
Take these and nice long bow. I'm guessing there's one in there for, or am I just going to get a rinky-dink short bow?
I mean, you could find a long bow. It's not like they have a huge supply of them, but word has gotten around about you guys at this point. So,
and they know we have money.
They know that you guys have martial, but mostly, like, they understand that they are a quiet little lumbering town out in the sticks, and that they don't have, you know, the Elder's Book of Ancient Mysteries to reward you with for your brave deeds. So they're totally fine just letting you have the hatchets and the bow as, you know, what recompense they can give.
You got any shoes? This size, and I hold up my foot.
Boots?
Boots are fine.
Let me see what I got in the back. Start rummaging through a closet. Okay.
Nah.
I mean, they're not clean, but they're still sound.
They're not going to be clean when I'm walking in them, so... Grab... I have boots.
Da, 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 da. I walk up to the shopkeep and lean in real close to him. Bring me the bodies of your recently dead.
Come again?
Can I just smack him?
I was expecting a paused, awkward silence before I started laughing.
Well, I mean, the crickets are all asleep, so...
Damn.
There's nothing for a dramatic pause.
Anyway, I'm going to laugh and then slap him on the shoulder.
However, according to the weather dice, that joke was a disaster.
It really was. God.
I'd go outside and... Before you look, I got things to stab people with!
Good job. Do you have some place to carry them?
I got a belt. I got a belt.
Cool. she's still sewing away.
Hang them on the belt.
Once we get out onto open road, you can practice using them a little more.
Yeah, I mean, they swing kind of like my claws did, so that was nice.
Yeah, so they're not going to have any Volgo specials here.
I like how even Team Dad is like, Mom, look what I got!
I do it to Rachel all the time.
How are the shoes?
I mean, they're shoes... It has been
structurally sound
a very, very long time since I have worn shoes. And this is kind of weird, not feeling the grass in my feet. I'm going to take these off for right now and just sling them over my shoulder.
At least you have them.
Yes. Once we get onto the road, I will wear them, I promise. But right now, the grass and the wood feels much better than my feet.
The cloak seems coming along nicely, but she's not ready to give it to you yet, by the way. The
cloak's looking very nice.
Thank you.
I can't wait to put it on.
She's trying.
It looks warm.
Oh, it will be. It's quite obviously fur lined.
So, are we done in this city?
Well, I mean, that depends. Are you guys hanging around for a little bit longer? Are you doing anything else in the immediate vicinity?
The question is what else needs to be done?
We should probably investigate the scene of the where we were again. However, I think we should not do anything else today. I mean, it's already almost dinner time.
Yeah.
I think we need to rest for today. We can strike out first thing in the morning and examine the scene in the daylight. Yes.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yep.
Let's go back there to see how the family are doing. Make sure they didn't suffocate the daughter on accident.
I mean, if you go back to their domicile, you know, everything is about as normal as you can expect it to be. It looks like they're doing their best to go about, you know, day-to-day life and not make too much of a fuss over it. But there's a lot of coddling going on there.
That's fine. All right. And
you know, obviously they're, you know, not trying to keep you guys for too long, but you can tell every time her father looks at you guys that there is just like beacon light of gratitude coming out of this man's eyes.
I'm going to go work on my bowmanship and play with my new toys out in the woods for a little bit.
How far are you going?
Not far at all. No, not far at all. I am still in sight of the town.
So you're basically just going outside the gate, so you're not as likely to hit something.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, excuse me, sir, where can I practice archery?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, I go up to the innkeeper. I'm like, where can I shoot my bow without hitting somebody in the face with it?
Yeah. I mean, we got the yard out back. Got a couple of good sturdy logs set up. You know, we have some knife throwing contests sometimes.
Perfect.
I mean, just don't mind the blood stains on it.
That's fine.
He just doesn't want to make.
He's seen
more.
Worse.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and I just go out back. Then I'm just.
Yeah, the new hands are weird.
They seem to pick it up pretty well, though. Like after a couple of arrows falling out of my hands, I eventually start hitting.
And Amy can show him.
Says the one time that she's hit something with her bow.
No, what am I saying? Get Savoth to show you.
Exactly.
Teach me, my lord.
I can totally help him.
Yeah, Savoth. Yeah, I'm sure eventually Savoth comes by. He's like, what are you doing? I'm trying to arrow.
First of all, you're holding it backwards.
So yeah, so Savoth helps me out with my bowmanship for a little bit.
He is very knowledgeable on the subject.
Yeah, enough to allow me to attack specialize in it.
Yeah, he actually has attack specialization also.
Yeah, I took attack specialization 1 in longbow. So, and in my stabby stuffs. So eventually, I'm hitting either close to or on the bullseye a bunch.
I mean, depending on how you roll.
Yeah. I mean, I can roll if you want me to.
It's okay. I'm not gonna occupy your time with that. But yeah, you managed to spend the rest of the late afternoon / early evening pretty much recuperating.
19. 16. Not as good.
Chill off.
Not as good.
Frickin' 28.
Try the bullseye.
And that's without using my advantage.
Robin's arrow and twine.
Wait a minute, I get another shot. He does.
He does.
Patriot arrow.
And yeah, eventually after I'm done firing arrows into things, I'm just taking out the hatchets and I'm like, all right, see. And anybody who looks out of them is actually just seeing me like fluidly move through very quickly with these. Like,
He's got a knack.
It was picking up after a bicycle accident, just like keeping on.
It's more like the different scale of your frame was what was throwing you off most.
Yeah.
A lot of your reach issues where you were expecting to be your old
cat, exactly.
Basically.
Yeah. Once I got adjusted to smaller arms and no claws, I went from trying not to stab myself in the foot with this hatchet to close to ninja.
Now you get to stab other people in the foot with the hatchet on purpose.
And occasionally accidentally, depending on how he rolls.
Yeah, come inside and I wash up before dinner and because sweaty.
Pretty balls?
Sweating is weird. Why is sweating weird?
Because you haven't done it in 15 years?
Yeah.
Wait, that's not helping.
No, yeah. It's the boss probably chuckling at Abby as I'm sweating my face off.
Feel free, I just kind of nudges you, Kai.
He has no concept of sweating.
Yeah, he's probably pretty dried up by that point.
I mean, he's, like, barely a person.
Yeah. He used to be a person, I think.
He's a person. He's just not very person-shaped anymore.
That's a good one.
Yeah, wash up before dinner because sweating is weird.
Yeah, rest and recuperate. Good dinner to be had.
No. And, Find it weird eating with human teeth through flesh.
Yeah, you can't quite tear at it like you used to.
Everything is just so super weird.
Team Mom reminds him to slow down every now and then.
Chew your food, dear.
You will choke. I don't want to have to resurrect you again.
You resurrected me?
I tried.
You rolling for choking percentage?
He's going to be a nice storm overnight, though.
All right. Sleep well.
Yeah, white noise.
Exactly.
Ready, frightening me. Magnifico. But yeah, you managed to wake up at a much more sane time of day the next day.
Yay.
And can go about your business as you see fit.
Yep. Hey, the cloak's ready.
Yay, cloak!
It's pretty neat. It's fur-lined, like you saw before. The hood actually has two different parts. There's the main, just normal hood, but there's also a part that you can pull down.
Ooh!
If you want to shade your eyes.
Hey, look, I'm a bat!
And this sort of casts a shadow and hide them a little bit. And then, in various places, it's really, really subtle. But there's sort of embroidery here and there on it. And at first glance, it just looks like normal, really kind of cool geometric designs.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look really closely, you can kind of see hints at the phases of the moon throughout.
Ooh.
And various like wolf motifs. And it toggles closed with a wooden toggle shaped like a wolf's claw that you might recognize as the handiwork of our friend the woodcarver.
Aww!
Whoa.
Thank you, Valfrey. This is amazing.
I'm glad you like it.
I make a quick run over to the general store and realize that I completely forgot to pick up any kind of armor last night, so I just pick up some leather armor.
That's about all they've got. It's fine. They don't generally need it too much. And again, it's a pretty old, dusty set, but it's been, you know, oiled enough to be kept.
Yeah.
It's not like it's going to fall apart on you the first time it takes a hit.
It's well worn, but...
That's fine. I'm sure the person who wore this last time was absolutely retired with no problems to this armor.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah. Also, he donated that armor when he was 2 days before retirement.
Exactly.
I mean, to be fair, it's still in one piece, which does say something.
Yeah. His head might have got chopped off or something.
No, he took an arrow to the knee.
It's the innkeeper's armor.
It was a flesh wound.
It's like a giant blood stain on the collar of the armor, and just like, oh.
Yeah. About that.
The armor mysteriously has no neck protection.
All right, so we're gonna go exploring
into the woods.
We're gonna go exploring.
Yes.
Yay, exploring.
I have my coat back.
Yeah.
It didn't fit you anyway.
No. Sleeves are too long. You guys do tend to notice like a more general jovialness to Kai now as opposed to what he was before.
Actually, it may not have fit you too bad.
No. I am going to... We'll get out into the woods. I'm like, all right, hold on. I'm going to try this. Amy, come here. Like, poke you on the forehead. All right. And, yeah, I eventually actually transform into wolf. Without sneezing.
Hey, you did it.
Yay, I did it.
Fun to make you sneeze.
I chase my tail a little bit.
Wait, does the other way still work?
No! Only
I just very, very lightly take a piece of hair and go in front of him as he's chasing his tail.
No. I'm going to... yes. Eventually, when we're done playing with my new toy, including myself,
whoa.
I'm going to... Because everything transmogrifies with me, right? Like,
I'm going to say so, just for the sake of
because hers
sanity.
Did.
Yeah, mine does.
In alternative form. I mean, it's. I think it's actually in the alternate form.
Yeah.
Thing.
You retain your clothing when you go back to your normal human form.
You have the ability to transform into another persona upon taking this feat. Your primary form gains new attribute points. Also, as a focus action, you may change between any two forms using your primary form or your alternate form. You maintain this capability in all of your forms. Each form is treated as a completely different character for mechanical purposes, possessing different attributes, feats, perks, flaws, and other defining features. Your alternate form does, however, retain the ability to transform back into your primary form. In order to keep track of hit points, you should always record the amount of damage you take when your character's suffered. When transforming, your damage remains the same.
And it doesn't actually specify, so I'm just going to say, for the sake of sanity, it does.
Yeah, we're gonna do the wild shape D&D thing where everything just transforms with you.
His fur looks fuller now because he's actually dressed.
Yes!
Doesn't look all scraggly. It looks like beigey.
Extra floof. Alright, yeah, and I do nose to the ground and start walking back to where we were going.
Okay.
Nose to the ground, sniff, 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 sniff.
I'm going to maintain human form.
Because I maintain my master tracker feet on my wolf form.
Yay! Makes sense. He wouldn't suddenly stop being good at tracking.
Yeah, I tried fitting it in there in the human form. I just couldn't fit the. It was either taking the alternate form, which thematically would have worked better, or take the master tracker feat.
You can always take it again when you level up and be like, oh, after X amount of experience, he relearned how to do it without being a wolf.
Yeah,
yeah.
Indeed. So yeah, eventually you do get back out to.
Sorry. Go ahead. I was going to say, is Lisai with us? I'm sure we invited her.
Did you?
I didn't.
I didn't either.
I probably did. Yes, I'm going to say I'm going to have invited her.
Yeah, Valfrey tends to be the one of us that actually has the forethought to be like, hey, she wants to go back out there too.
Yes, would you? We're going to investigate the scene of the incident. Would you like to come study it with us? I know I would be grateful for your expertise.
You know you weren't done out there as well.
No commitments.
No expectations. Just so you can't say that we tampered with something, nor we to you. We all see it together. We all know what's going on. No blame can be laid then.
Well, there's that nagging, lingering feeling.
We all know something else is deeper than any of us here.
Very well. This once.
Thank you. So now we scoot along.
Snip, snip, snip. So, back into the woods, plus two.
Into the woods. And out of the woods.
Oh, does she have her knight out with her?
Yeah.
And she's already thrown the Pokeball. Dark.
Yeah, she's already thrown the Pokeball.
Alright.
Because, I mean, after that...
Dragon Ball is... chomp.
Thump, 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 thump. Well said.
It was a delicious breakfast.
You guys make it back out to the scene of the confrontation from two nights ago now. The absolute clusterfuck of a 24-hour boss fight that it was.
Yes.
I thought it was 36 hours.
No, you're thinking of the one before it.
Oh, that was the 72-hour one. Get it right.
When you arrive probably the most concerning thing is you don't see the beast anywhere.
That was going to happen, guys.
Yeah, whatever came out here when we were leaving was cleaning up or something.
Either that or it dissolved like the smoke that we that got pulled out of the girl.
But we would see something.
Well, I mean, you did just get into the area. So, basically...
Fair.
Yeah.
We need some beasties.
There was the Grim Reaper dude. I don't know where he went.
Just looking for general markery type for purpose. And then we'll use... No. That'll work. It was right around there, so...
All right. And it's not. Is there any kind of... anything there at all?
Shall we perceptify and see if we notice anything?
Are you going to stand there at the edge of the clearing? Are you going to walk over to investigate? I need to know these things.
I'm going to use my sniffer to sniff.
I'm going to approach and also use prescience to get a general feel for the area. 17.
Need to get my wolf
form. And I'm going to, perception as well. What is my perception die? I want to say it's an 8.
Of course, it's a freaking different. Stupid different forms having different stats.
Your perception is a d6.
What's mine?
Okay. I get a advantage because I have sniffing.
Ooh, 7. So it's with an explosion.
Yep.
Yours is 16. a d8, Rachel.
Okay.
Right. 16 for perception.
15. On mine.
And I was, what, a 17 for prescience? 16, something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, especially once you get over to the area where the creature fell and you know pulled your whole extraction process and everything. Grab this.
22, by the way, for a perception for me.
What was it?
22.
Jeez.
Yeah, especially in Rachel's case because she got the eyes, apparently. The ground where the beast fell is, you know, obviously the grass is still very matted, especially after the
obviously
rain.
There was a great weight that was there for some time.
And
it's been 2 days now almost. Well,
after some close inspection, Rachel specifically, you notice that at the borders of the, let's say, the matted area where the beast was laying, you see some holes in the ground.
Similar to the ones that we saw with the ooze coming off the girl, or
not quite. It almost looks like you know when you set spikes for a tent or are lashing something down to the ground.
Yeah,
it's kind of got that general pattern, almost like something was restrained here.
Something restraining the animal or the beast,
and the. There's definitely a residue for those enough with a strong enough prescience to detect of the general nastiness that thing was. And obviously the easiest thing to notice that, you know, you'd have to basically be blind to miss is the entire matted area is brown.
Okay.
Is there any other sort of feeling other than the resonance and echoes of the beast that was there?
There's a very... very, very, very faint trace of something else that you can't quite put your finger on.
Sounds like something communing with nature, something. Trying to think of how I can use alteration to be able to do something like this. Because unless I roll like a crazy high number, I doubt I'm going to be able to get anything.
What's
like
my prescience?
Massive.
I think you've got one of the best presciences in the party. No, you got a D6. It's your creation. It's crazy
high. Yeah, my creation is stupid high. 17.
Yeah, it's not any.
Yeah.
It's not anything particularly pleasant as far as what's on the ground. The faint residual feels kind of familiar.
Is there any way that I can use alteration to be able to kind of just track the feeling or anything like that?
Alteration, not really, because alteration is, you know, shifting matter between states,
yeah.
Lead to gold, liquid to solid, facilitating the natural plant growth.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to do something like that.
Do any of us have any abilities that can kind of project whatever created what we're looking at?
No, that's way beyond our,
Hang on a sec.
You know what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're getting at, and I'm going to be helpful DM for once, because I believe there is a boon that can specifically be done. It's just a matter of whether or not any of you can get to it.
Like priori incantatum or something, basically?
Reading.
Yeah.
Through supernatural magic or extrasensory perception, you reach out and connect with an object or plane, gaining the ability to read residual information from it and divine what has occurred in its vicinity in the past.
You need a prescience 5 to even hit that, though.
Which I do not have.
Calibras has shitty prescience.
I don't even have prescience.
I didn't have that high prescience in the first place. No, it's not something any of us can get to.
I think mine's at a 3. I think mine's at a 3 as well. My creation's 5, 3, or maybe 4, something like that.
Presence 2 on any
shift. No, seeing's not that.
Presence 3 on Velfreya.
Is there anything with creation that we can kind of rewind, recreate what happened?
That'd be way.
Can't blame me for trying. Yeah,
the prescience is going to be 8 in this case, but we need somebody with minimum of 5 prescience. We need a magical detective, and we don't have one of those.
Can I try again to just take a closer look at, or closer feel at that particular thing?
Do you want to touch it?
Well, closer magic feel.
That one's out of your guys' range right now.
You said I had a D6 for prescience.
Da 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 da. Yes. No, you have a D8 for prescience. Amy's got the D6.
Well, that's a jack shit.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get anywhere with that one. And we don't see any kind of things. It looks like it was just kind of pulled through the ground or something. We can't see if it was taken anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, there's no, like, signs of dragging anything anywhere.
Mm.
Basically, it was where it was, and
now it's
gone. So there's only, you know, 2 real directions it could have been moved.
Yeah.
Considering there's no signs of dragging it.
Down or up?
I'm going to guess down.
Yeah, it seems to be the bigger. I look at Lysaia. When you were out here trying to do whatever you were doing, were you aware of anything that could have dragged this thing under or evaporated it or anything like that?
The knight kind of gives her a little shoulder nudge. I was attempting to bind the creature. I had wished to study it. if it was as I believed it to be. Which, at this point, I am still uncertain, but evidence does lead me to believe my hypothesis was correct.
Which is?
There was tell of a creature many, many, well, you get the idea.
Yes.
Years past. That was created specifically to combat summoners. To the point that whoever designed the entity designed it to be powered by and therefore capture and consume the soul of a summoner.
Is that what the girl is?
She summoned the golem.
Remember, I'm still not quite all there.
So this thing was drawn to her to basically absorb the soul of a new summoner.
Yes, it was attempting to increase its own power so that it might continue its task. In theory, anyway.
But it had that single-minded task. It wasn't doing anything malicious in this case.
Well, I mean, eating someone is pretty malicious.
But if you consider the eradication of summoners a ideal circumstance, then yes, I suppose it wasn't doing anything malicious.
It was more of a golem or a... It had that task. It didn't have a mind of its own doing this strictly malicious. More the fact that whoever created or whatever created it had the maliciously intent. It itself was an innocent bystander. Innocent. It was the gun.
It was a creature of its creation.
While that may have been true at one point in time, time's ravages are not something that anything is immune to.
Oh, yes.
And looking at it, while its design may have been to be intimidating at one point in time, I do believe that the entity was acting of its own accord at that point. There is nobody left to command it. And an entity of that nature generally needs something to control it. But the fact that it could interact with souls and particularly seek them out, it was drawn to this place because of Sanae, and it did attempt to feed upon her, and thankfully, with largely your help, that was able to be stopped.
What's my learning die again?
Yours
D33.
Is D33. Your learning is a D8, because you have a 3.
Okay. I'm going to rack my memory and again see if I've studied anything about, now that she's told us more information about it. See what I can remember. 11.
It's not ringing any bells for you. I mean, reading what you have in the past about assorted things from the old world, it sounds like something somebody would have made. But it's not like you're bringing up the Pokedex entry on it.
Yeah.
Well, we're kind of
basically at the moot point then.
Yeah, we're kind of at the end of our rope on that one then.
Did you catch sight of the figure that was hovering over it the other night?
There was something hovering over it last night?
Not literally, but there was
a creature of some sort.
A creature or a being making a clanking sound. Moving about the area, moving about the body, bumping into it.
I'm afraid I was quite exhausted at that point and looking forward to my bed.
So and were we.
None of you really called attention.
We were as exhausted.
Unsure as we were of the being's motives, we didn't want to risk any of our safety or the girls on a further confrontation.
That is completely understandable, though I do dread to think why someone else would want to, capture the creature.
Indeed. The only people I can think of who would be able to manipulate the earth enough to swallow something like this would be the ancient ones, but I don't believe they clank. They don't, do they?
That was a distinct clank of a
different kind of armor. I'm going to go over to where one of the holes is. And I'm going to try and expand that motherfucker.
You going to do a little digging?
I'm going to do a little magical digging.
As a doggo?
Nope, as a kikoho. See if maybe there's a thing underneath here that if I open it up far enough, I might fall into on accident. That's not bad. 23? Yeah, 23.
Well, I mean, it's pretty easy to dig around in the dirt in that immediate area because the grass crumbles without much resistance. The soil is dry and, you know, barren, essentially. So it almost like sand consistency at that point. It's pretty easy to shovel out of the way. You can dig down for a fair while without really seeing much of anything.
Oh,
given the proximity of the area, you do find, you know, some stonework eventually digging down deep enough.
Mm.
And there's a sort of like a smudge almost on that.
Hmm.
That there shouldn't really be, given that it's buried within the ground.
That's interesting. Let's get a read on that. That is going to be a 13.
Prescience?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go over and take a look at it. 19.
It's got the same sort of oh fuck feeling as the black smoke.
Legit.
Not this shit again.
Lasai, look at this.
Curious.
Indeed.
I'm afraid I cannot make heads or tails of that.
Hmm.
Certainly doesn't feel very good, though. Not good at all.
She rolled high on her bad juju roll.
Bad juju is bad.
As has been well established over the course of the Mana Pool, bad juju is bad.
I got nothing. Mitchell, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to stop digging now. This is not easy. Maybe we should make a road trip.
A road trip?
Road trip. I kind of look at Lasaya. Maybe we should make a road trip to Telvara.
I have always wanted to visit the library there.
Well, the library is quite lovely, but though,
and we're already in this society, and as been proven already, we're not as happy. We're not as into this as you seem to think that we are. But I, for one, want to figure out what's going on here. The incident.
Oh, nothing. I'm surprised you didn't hear of it, really. It's quite the buzz throughout the kingdom.
I was a hunter. I didn't get much.
Ah, that's of course the sticks.
Yes.
Well, there was an incident just shy of a month back now at this point. The king has been calling for scholars from around the area to convene about it. I highly doubt they've reached a conclusion yet, given the circumstance, but...
What circumstance?
Well, suffice to say, the front gate was crashed down by a crazed own woman, and apparently she'd been dead for several days by that time, so... They may not be connected, but, well, coincidence and all.
Yeah. Hey, you two, three, up there. She calls up to Calabras and Regal. You guys down for a road trip to Tolvara?
Will there be battles and glory to be gained?
Yes.
Yes.
Then onwards.
Well, somebody's got to keep all of you alive.
Eyebrow twitch.
That was Savah talking.
Savah, bring Calabras with you.
Oh, that one hurts.
As the player has become the NPC.
Yeah, seriously.
Amy, are you all right with this?
I'm all right.
Maybe we can do some warning on if anything that they may happen to have on the on air.
Well, we'll have to figure that out when we get there, but right now finding out other things is more important. Certainly, my colleagues will want to hear of this if they haven't already.
All right.
So, one last question. What are you going to do about that?
Dun, dun, dun. What is that?
Is that a cliffhanger, or are we still going?
Well, if you look in the direction she's pointing, you see a rather large figure draped in hide.
Hey!
Still standing not too terribly far off from where you last saw it.
Weird hide friend!
Well, shit.
I'm going to assume it's not with you?
No.
It did come charging out of the woods as your defense, but...
Yes, I'm just gonna bamf up to the service and raise a hand in sort of peaceful greeting. Thank you for...
Do we see the little girl anywhere?
Do you?
Do we?
Put on my
D6, I think. I had
mine was a D8.
I think it was vice versa, actually. For no. Presence.
For perception.
Perception. D8 for me.
Well, I was a 19 for mundane perception.
Oh, that's an 8.
And for prescience, I am 15.
Ooh. That, hold on. 18. 15, 19, Jesus. 23, 26.
Holy explosion.
God damn.
Prescience.
Those of you who got on the higher end of prescience, you do see the spirit of the small child sitting on top of the hide-covered figure's shoulder, but she doesn't look the same. Especially for Kai, because he rolled so well. She's not filthy anymore. And she doesn't appear, which is a weird thing to say for someone you can't naturally see without really focusing, she doesn't appear as solid.
Huh.
She's like a specter.
She summoned you.
Are you her protector?
Well, Remy kind of protects everyone.
Remy?
Well, that's what I call him.
It's a good name.
He's never complained about it. He doesn't talk much.
Thank you both.
Well, huh. Remy did most of the work, but I do have to thank you. I can leave now.
Rest well.
But I didn't want to leave without saying goodbye and thanking you. So I hung on for a little longer.
We're glad you did.
The others couldn't stick around as long, but... Well, I'm older than they are.
We appreciate it more than you know.
We did a good thing. That monster has been doing a lot of harm for a very long time. It, not just in this area, but more recently here. Well, recently a few...
Time.
A lot of years.
More than this many.
be you, may I ask, nymph? Ghost.
I was just a little girl once.
Ghost. What's your name? What was your name?
I guess that left. I'm sorry, I've been here a very long time.
I hope you can get some rest then.
I plan to. It looks so warm over there.
Enjoy.
And go ahead.
You see her looking like past you into the forest at something that you can't see.
Enjoy. Rest well. Get some sleep.
If I could just ask one more favor.
Of course.
If you can, take care of Remy. He's been alone for a really long time. Almost as long as we have.
We'll make sure Remy is taken care of.
He gets a little skittish around people, I'm just warning you. But
because it's in character for me, I'm literally going to walk up and just reach up to Remy. Very quietly. Naive side of me.
Bring Remy with us. I don't want to pet Remy.
I am completely endeared to this little girl right now, and it's the naive side of Amy's persona. She doesn't know boundaries. She just kind of goes up and puts a hand on him. What would his response be?
There's a lot of low groaning as he kind of shifts back, but she sort of pats the shoulder that she's sitting on. His small child, very large
dude
creature.
See, yeah. Big, didn't dude see Remy? Tongueless dude.
Yes.
Yes.
Remy is what he thought was the wailing phantom.
We should pair Tongueless Dude up with Remy. Get Tongueless Dude a pet Remy. He will become the forest hermit.
At the very least.
Is her father the Tongueless Man?
Oh, probably not. No.
She's centuries old.
Yeah, she's been here for a very long
time. She's having a hard time eloquating it because she's already forcing herself to stay on this plane, basically. But she was now that she's not filthy,
the
style of clothes she's wearing are centuries old.
Okay.
Like, the kind of things you'd see in old books and sketches of historical documents. She was probably one of the first victims.
Okay.
We need to create a new forest hermit, and his name will be Tungus Dude, Jeff, or whatever his name was.
Well, he doesn't like to go too close to the village during the day. He mostly went there during the night to make sure the monster didn't get anyone.
Aww.
We'll make sure they know that he's been protecting them.
Yeah.
That would be good.
He'll be taken care of.
And when she does get him settled down and you do get a hand on him, even through all of the hide and everything draped across the body, who does he feel solid? It feels like you're patting the side of, like, a brick wall.
So basically, him back in old form.
Well, not even. Like, I...
Even more so.
Literal rocks.
Yeah.
Oh. Hi, Squishy. I will call you Squishy.
It would be the most ironic name ever.
Your name is Tiny Squishy. Your name is Tiny and Squishy. First name Tiny, last name Squishy.
Tiny Squishy Remy. Yes. Or Remy Tiny Squishy.
Remy Tiny Squishy.
But, and she kind of, like, you know when something goes out of focus and the image kind of, like, doubles and triples itself?
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen that recently.
The man who was here after you last night. Be careful.
It was a man.
She acts like she's drawing in a big breath, even though obviously yeah. She can't physically do that, but it's like she's pulling together every last thing that she has.
Stay.
And you see the little motes of energy coming out of the ground, drifting, you know, into the area, and leaves and twigs sort of twist up. It's very, very sparse, and after a few seconds of that happening, you see Lisaya sort of tilt her head and then begin pushing energy towards that as well. And between her help with the channeling, the local dirt and brush and everything is sculpted into a quick elemental that has the shape of a dark cloaked man. They even make sure to use the dead grass and everything to make sure that it looks particularly grim.
Okay.
And vines twist out into the shape of chains from beneath the cloak and stab into the ground where those holes were.
I want to learn how to do that.
Oh, you probably can.
I can, actually.
And once all of that vegetation and debris disperses and falls to the ground, the child smiles and then she's gone.
Does Remy look sad?
He kind of slumps a little bit when you hear.
Remy!
Milfram will just like rest a very, very, very gentle like hand on him in like a comforting gesture.
It's okay, Remy. She needs to go home. Remy, friend?
There's a sort of shift beneath the hides, and you hear another, like, low groaning. Like, it's very easy to see how the people could have interpreted this might have been.
Yeah.
Because these are very shrill sounds that come out as part of this groaning. And you see some, like, moss and dirt and rot kind of like fall out.
Aww.
From the hood, basically. And it is a deep hood that's covering his face. And it's almost like he's trying to talk, but mostly what you're hearing is those groaning.
The guttural sounds.
Something that has not talked for probably hundreds of years. All right, I think that's where we'll wrap it up, you guys.
We made a new friend!
Yay! We made a couple new friends.
Yeah.
Or at least we made one new friend and one tentative friend.
Yeah, we made one person who is no longer really hating to look at us, and we made a friend.
Yeah, we gotta go fight a necromancer. That's not me.
Yay! All right, guys. For the final time this recording session, definitely go over to geek-io.net/extra-life to donate to the Children's Miracle Network of Hospitals. Every little bit counts. Every little bit goes directly to the hospitals. 100% to charity, 100% tax deductible.
And 100% appreciated by every single one of us.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't get much more of a noble cause than helping kids.
Yeah.
They don't have much of a choice in the matter when bad things happen to them, and they certainly don't deserve to have their life forcibly altered by things so out of their control.
Absolutely. If you want to email the show, you can do so, geekioshow@gmail.com. For myself and for everybody else here with the Manipool, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2017.